To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Kevin Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, before we get to our guy DJ, we're going to play a little highlight here, and it's Name That Chief. Every day this week at this time, we're going to qualify one individual to win a $500 gift card from Hy-Vee. So each day, we're going to play the highlight. You guess which chief it is. You be caller number 5 to 913-586-7965. Tell Mac who that chief is, and you will be today's qualifier. Here's the highlight.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is in the game now, not running him. Back. They fake to him. Mahomes throws right side. Caught at the 5, angling right. Touchdown, Kansas City. Rookie, his first postseason touchdown. An 11-yard crossing pattern. And just like Germany, the Chiefs have an outstanding opening drive for a touchdown to start the game.
Wow, there it is. If you know who that chief is, be caller number 5, and you will be today's qualifier for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card that will be announced at the end of the week. We'll do one qualifier every day. That's 5 qualifiers, and then we will pick a winner for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card. It is time to talk to Derek Johnson. We've already played this.
I was confused. I was like, wait, didn't this already happen?
Yes, we already played it. I said, before we get to DJ, we'll
it's
do
so
this.
Good, I want to play it again. Let's get to Derek Johnson here. DJ, so good you hear it twice. Last night, biggest takeaway last night, was it the fourth down call? Was it drops? What was it for you last night?
Oh, man. That, it was one of those situations where a little bit of everything, you know, turnovers, decision making when it comes to that fourth down in the fourth quarter. Some key blitzes that we didn't contain Stroud just to keep him in the well. He made some great plays. I mean, defensively, second half we freaking shut him down, and offensively we just made a few more mistakes that usually we don't have. I mean, Pat Mahomes was, I mean, he was scratching at the bit. Wasn't a perfect game. And you add some drops in there. I don't know, man. It's kind of all over the place, wherever we want to go with it, man. Yeah,
it really is. Golly is the right way to put it. I mean, but again, this is who they are this year. They're not a playoff team. The season, for all intents and purposes, is over. We're playing now, you know, out the string, you know, for this thing. But again, DJ, like, every game is the same song and dance where your stars, your big-name players made mistakes. And last night, that was Andy Reid. I mean, that was the worst decision he's ever made as the coach of this Chiefs team from a play calling standpoint, to go for it in that situation when your defense is playing as good as they were. You put them in a really, really bad spot and it backfired.
Yeah. I've never coached, and I know there are some hard decisions that you have to make, and I'm sure he's not happy about that one. You know, that's one where you say, man, I got to take this one back. I gotta put it on the defense. One thing about defensive players, when we're playing good, let us roll. Let us roll. Just we're okay with you punting the ball, not turning the ball over, and have an opportunity to play good defense, and we were on a roll, and that kind of gave them a little bit more juice. And I'm sure Andy knows that. Andy's been coaching for a long, long time, and he even said he felt good about that opportunity, but it was a mistake on his part. Look at hindsight.
I know there's yeah, for sure. I know there's a lot of professionalism that goes into the game and on the sidelines, but when that call gets called, and you're a defensive guy, and you saw, I mean, the defense, they understood what the assignment was coming out of that halftime locker room. They were electric. Everybody was getting to the quarterback. What's that do to you guys as a unit, knowing that if they punt the ball back down to the 25, you guys are rolling, like you said, when they're rolling, they're rolling. What's that do for you guys as a unit, seeing that they're going to go with the offense in that situation?
It's one of those things where we have confidence. We're not on the sideline saying, oh, no, don't do it. We're just like, man, that's a tough decision. You got Pat on the other side of the ball, so anything can happen. He was freaking scrapping at the bit. I mean, he was our leading rusher. I mean, he was doing everything he could. I honestly thought he would, you know, maybe, it was a pass play, but go back and run the ball. That's usually how it fares well for him. Just to put it in his own hands, but it didn't happen that way. And after the fact, defensively, you do have that in your head, like, dang it, man, we missed the opportunity. Now they're going to get a chance to kick a field goal or do something that they didn't earn. And defensively, it's tough for us, tough.
You know, DJ, we're in a situation now that this organization has not been in a very, very, very long time, and that's playing out the string, playing in, you know, basically meaningless games kind of the rest of the way. You're not really playing for a playoff opportunity and whatnot. So what's the mindset for the players now going into these final four games, if you will, of the season?
Well, first of all, you got to be a professional. That's what all about being a professional is. Things happen during the season. Each year is a little bit different. We've had some great years around here at the Chiefs, and being in this situation, we got to handle it the right way. Meaning, finish the season off, give ourselves the best opportunity. Maybe, and that opportunity is probably, I mean, it's freaking super low, but at the end of the day, you only can control what you can control. And we had some tough breaks this year. I mean, there's some games where you say, man, this should have went our way. Last year, a couple years ago, we were winning a bunch of games by 1 point, 3 points, and now we're losing those games. So, it's a lot of parity in the NFL. A lot of teams are catching up to us, or I should say have caught up to us, and we just got to figure out a way to do our job better and take advantage of opportunities. We had opportunities now. This is wasn't like we just played bad. We just, you know, drop a ball here, didn't contain on defense here, a couple mishaps when it comes to the running game, and it's just, man, a little bit too many things happening in the NFL. You're gonna get beat, and that's what happened.
Want to bring this up to you, DJ. What do you say to the people that would say, you know what, Mahomes looks a little banged up, the offensive line is banged up, why don't you just play backups and coast the rest of the year?
No, not with a competitor like Pat. If it's not that serious, if he can still go, of course they would. The future is more important at this time, just because, you know, we don't have that a great opportunity to make the playoffs. Even if we went out, we need a lot of help. But being a professional, you got to be ready to go. And he's a competitor. He ain't sitting out. He wants to get out there and show that he can still do it. And he can. He really can. Like he makes the throws. He makes the runs. We had some this year has been a weird year, man. It's been freaking weird.
Yeah, and you know, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. Drops, star players not showing up, Andy having, you know, tough times on the sidelines with some of his decisions that he's made. Spags hasn't been there. The defense hasn't been, you know, to that level it's needed to be. Sometimes maybe time just catches up with everybody too, DJ, and you've played, you know, 9 years and eight seasons. Sometimes eventually you just get worn down. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair to say. And all good things do come to an end one day. I'm not saying this is the end. I'm just saying some things do have to change. It can be player-wise. It can be just scheme-wise. But somehow we got to figure out a way, if it's not the, you know, the rest of the year or the future years to come, we got to figure out a way to get that mojo and that magic back, because this is a little bit different how we're talking about Jacksonville. We're talking about, you know, Colts. We're talking about, you know, Texas. We're talking about all these other teams that usually we don't talk about. And it's a different moment in NFL right now.
DJ, we appreciate the time. There is still hope, so we'll see what happens. But I think we all know what's going to happen. So we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, brother. That's Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word on a gloomy Monday. Let's start with it. One word on yesterday. Last night, specifically.
Final. The season's over. It's time to regroup. It's time to hit the reset button. And for the next couple of games of the season, you can just kind of kick back and, you know, watch it like it's spring training baseball, if you will, right? Don't make any judgments about players. Whatever you've decided through the first 14, that's where you need to go. That's what I'm doing. But final, this season now officially is over for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Last night's game. Coaching.
A good one.
That's my one word, coaching.
Yep.
Andy Reid, that's on you. The season was on the line. The team trusts their leader. Their leader failed their team. Plain and simple. You kick the ball. And again, I don't know if this team's a long run playoff team, but I know now, because of the decisions made last night from coaching, this team is not a playoff team. And if they win that game last night and they beat the Chargers in next week's game, then here they are. But now, none of that is there because coaching has decided to not do it. Hey, let's take the normal way to the lake. Or, hey, here's this new side road we can go. What are we doing? Saving 20 minutes, going down a path we have no idea where it could go? Why don't we just stick to what we normally do and trust the process? Okay.
It's really bad 2 weeks, though, for Andy Reid.
Sure,
you know, the punt in Dallas, you said it. What's the term that everybody keeps using? Is the most irresponsible punt of all time, or something?
Cowardly.
Like that. And then, but somebody had like something of like official about that. Like said it was one of the worst decisions to punt that they've seen in the NFL. Mm. And then yesterday, terrible decision to go for it. And I say that about third down as well. You've got an opportunity in a game if you know you're going to be in a fourth down situation. And you know you're going for it on fourth down, then you need to do better on third down. So you set yourself up for a better opportunity on fourth down. Mm. And that's where I have the biggest issue with it. No running backs in the backfield, and you're in a shotgun on fourth and one?
Hey, guys, here's what we're doing. It's just, it's
guys.
Crazy. Guys, here's
men.
What we're doing. Men. No Travis Kelce, no Rashee Rice. That neither of them spoke to the media after the game.
Shocker.
Yeah, here's Patrick Mahomes answering a question about Travis Kelce and his future.
Yeah, I mean, every season that I've had with him these last few years, I try to cherish because you never know. He got himself in great shape this year, and he's played great football, and he'll have the option to do whatever he wants to do after this season. But I know one thing is he'll give everything he has the rest of the season to try to give us a chance to make a playoff run.
There you go.
One word on that?
Mm-hmm.
Cliche.
Yeah.
My one word is responsible. I mean, Mahomes, I get it. Quarterbacks are told, or it's, I think, in a rule of the NFL that they're supposed to talk after every game. That just comes with the job. But why the hell's he got to answer questions about Travis? I'd have been like, you can ask him that. Well, he didn't talk. Well, that's on him. Next question. I don't mind Mahomes giving that answer, but I would have been a little bit more stern. I'd be pissed off. Be like, I don't know. Yeah. Ask him that question. Well, we couldn't. He didn't talk to the media. He refused to. Well, then that's on him. Next question.
Yeah, is it one word on the audio or is it one word on Kelce and Rice not talking? Because I think they're two totally different things.
Walking through the front door. It's like he went through the back door. You know that one that's in the back left that's next to Cooper McDonald's locker?
Who?
That guy's on the roster.
Yeah. I heard of it.
That's where Rashee Rice went.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Come
to
on
me.
Now,
like,
man.
Like,
face the music.
If you can talk when things are good, you can talk when things are bad. And it shows you more responsibility, more of a leader. When things are down, you stand up there and you address those things. Everybody can have a good time. Everybody can party. Everybody can have fun. But when the times are tough, that's where the true character shows. It's what I've been saying over the last couple of weeks. And we haven't seen much out of this team. You lose a game like that, It didn't go your way, you got to be there and address the media afterwards.
Who's negative in Chiefs world, but it wasn't all negative in sports world this weekend. We'll start with yesterday in the NFL. Jameis Winston, debut on Fox pregame. Here he is.
Ever since Liam Cohen has been getting recommendations on how to pronounce Duval the right way.
He went Duval.
How would you pronounce it, Jameis?
Duval.
What's your Broadway one?
Duval.
Yes. They all work.
The New York got to me, but I got the Jags.
You got the Jags.
Love. Yeah. Like, it's Jameis, so stop playing. Just go, just move. Take Terry's spot. You know, like right now. Just move Bradshaw out the way and put Jameis Winston in there because that is a fit and it is awesome and it is wonderful. I love that human being so much. Did you see the TikTok he put out the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's at the subway and it says, if you go through the Publix and you pass the crab legs, keep walking.
Self-deprecating sells.
Awesome.
It does. It makes him such a better human. It's why people love Mike Tyson today. Self-deprecating, man. Love it.
I would say, yeah, future. I mean, I need to be entertained. That's why TNT is so great. I don't need Shaq and Chuck and Kenny to dive down the X's and O's. I need it a little bit, and that's what Kenny does at halftime when he does the race to the board. That's what I needed. After I've seen the product, and now I can be like, okay, why are the Knicks down by five?
But that's entertaining.
And it is. They make it that way.
Yep.
And Jameis will do that. Like, that's why Tony Gonzalez hasn't made it on a set. He's not entertaining.
He's not very entertaining.
Fitzpatrick, entertaining. Takes his shirt off at the end of the broadcast. He gets all rowdy, whatever it may be. Entertaining, right? And that's what Jameis Winston is. I love him in that role. I think he could make it. I think he will make it. And if you're Fox right now, you're going, hey, man, what's it going to take?
And sports has evolved so much. The hardos out there don't like it because there's not enough of the X's and O's and mainstream stuff. But the people who are watching the mainstream aren't the hardos, and they don't want that kind of stuff. They want to be entertained. They want to laugh. They want to have fun. You know, sports has its hardo side, but it also has its entertainment side, and there's more people out there that want to be entertained than the hardo side of things, and that's why we're seeing guys that may not be the best at X's and O's. Who cares? But boy, are they wildly entertaining, and you don't want to miss a thing that they have to say.
No doubt.
Last one word on the World Cup draw.
Awesome. Fun. Great. Kansas City, let's go, baby. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, Argentina and Algeria, Ecuador versus Curacao, Netherlands versus Tunisia, and Austria versus Algeria. That's it. Let's go.
Not bad. Let's go.
Yeah.
Tanzania. Isn't that where Tasmanian Devil's from? Seriously.
I don't know.
Tunisia. Tanzania, yeah. Though, is a country, and I think that is where
Tasmanian Devil's from. Tasmania.
Oh.
Hence the name.
That little guy. No, I think that was a huge win for Kansas City. Not only do you have an opportunity to see Messi and Ronaldo possibly play in a knockout game, but the United States got a hell of a draw. Like, he had just mentioned the team. Like, we had Graham Zuzzi in here. Like, they should make a run.
I mean, Ecuador, Argentina, and Netherlands. Those are three big world powers, man.
I think I'm going to offer to be a usher just to be able to get into the game.
That's not a bad idea.
Seriously. Yeah.
I was just talking to the PR lady that was with Graham Zusi. She's been going through background checks for months now.
Yeah, no, she was going to be a volunteer. Yeah.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza?
Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, yep. Yeah, for sure.
They'll know in February whether or not they clear and whether they're going to be volunteers or not.
That's crazy.
She has connections. Yeah, it's not like right. She's just in some smojo.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm excited for the World Cup. Doesn't...
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Doesn't Algeria play for the Falcons?
That's good. No, he steals a lot of touchdowns from the Mustard yeah, Man. That's yes, all I know. Bijan Robinson. Welcome to it.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.